This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy had a real sore tooth and fire in her eyes earlier this week when she got to the station.
Yeah, so I thought I cracked a tooth over the weekend, and I had to schedule an emergency dental appointment. Thank you, super dentist, by the way.
Tell them John Tammy sent
you. Yes, but before I had that appointment, I was having my husband, Kurt, look to see if he could see a crack in my tooth. And, you know, my husband is so good at so many things. So many things. But being a nurse, a comfort-giving nurse, is just not in his roster of things. He's got his little tools, and he's looking at my tooth, and he says, you know, I don't see a crack anywhere, honey. I don't see anything there. But you know what I did notice? That maybe you aren't brushing well enough on the upper part of your gum. And I just looked at him, and I was just like, Are you kidding me right now? Like, did you think maybe my mouth was too sore to brush my teeth properly? Right. I'm getting a lecture? Well, let me just say I don't see anything. I'm sorry you're in pain. That's it.
Tammy, I'm sorry for you. And I hope you're not in pain any longer.
No, it's fixed. Everything's good.
So there wasn't a crack in your tooth.
There was no crack in my tooth.
So Kurt wasn't wrong about that at all.
No, he was not. He was right about the diagnosis. Except I didn't need a lecture on toothbrushing.
Maybe work on the bedside delivery.
Yes.
Hey, this hasn't been the first time this has come up on our show.
Yesterday when I was working out with that workout band, and it broke and it slapped me in the face really hard, and I yelled, ow, 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 and you asked me if I was okay, and I was still saying ow, 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 and then what did you do?
Yikes.
You don't even remember. You said, I asked you if you were okay.
Yes.
I asked if you were okay.
Kurt, listen, you guys have been married for many, many years now. I know I'm not married, so clearly you know what you're doing. You shouldn't take advice from me. However, I would think if the woman of your dreams, your wife of over 20 years, is going, ow, 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 continuously, loudly, in pain, maybe she's not okay. Kurt, let me ask you this. What happens if you would listen to me and said, oh my goodness, my wife is in turmoil, I must go help. You get there and you see it was just the rubber band of the face. Do you go, oh, you kidding me? That's why I'm here?
We've been married a long time. You're right. I have come to understand the difference between a blood-curdling, life-threatening scream.
Exactly.
And I broke a fingernail.
Totally right.
A rubber band slapped me in the face.
So. Totally right. There's different tones when it's, ow, I stubbed my toe, to ow, I need help, call an ambulance.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, you're a fabulous doctor. We all know that. If I had cut myself open, I would let you stitch me back up. But you suck as a nurse.
Nobody's perfect.
I think what she's trying to say is you don't necessarily put the care in caregiver. Ah, you old romantic, you. Seriously, you should write a greeting card to your husband and in the card say, baby, if I had cut myself open, I would let you stitch me back up.
I would. I wouldn't be afraid. I would trust him 100%. I have a fever. I feel sick. I need something. I'll just sweat it out.
You'll be fine.
You'll be good. You know.
Be lucky you're not an early pioneer. You could have dysentery. What? Get out. Great lover, great husband, great doctor.
Yeah.
Horrible nurse.
Absolutely.
We continue to learn. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.